Welcome back. Plenty of reaction to my interview with Peter Flannery, the mayor of Moreton Bay. Paulie from West Wallsend says this is a line in the sand. Is it a corporate entity that has hijacked a sporting identity? Corporate boardrooms don't care, appreciate, or even watch rugby league. I'm actually looking to be a member and I'm from Newcastle. I won't support a corporate bastardisation. I think we've opened up an issue here. Where did this call come from? Is this the call from the Redcliffe Dolphins group? Or is it the call from the NRL? And it appears as though, from what Peter Flannery has told me, he thinks it may have come from the NRL. That's what he's trying to work out. Maybe Scotty Sattler can help us. He is on the line. Morning, Sats.
Hey, Matty. How are you, pal?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. This issue of what's in a name at the Dolphins is really starting to gain some traction and heat up. So Peter Flannery's just said to me there, he's put the call into the NRL. He sent a letter to Peter Vallandis and they want to have this discussion to try and get some geographical name back in. Are you aware of where the Redcliffe was dropped or who made the call to drop the Redcliffe out of it?
No, from going through the process, Matty, as with the Brisbane Jets, and obviously the Firehawks are involved with Shane Richardson and co., we're always under the impression that the name Brisbane had to be involved in the name. So whether it was the Brisbane Jets or the Brisbane Firehawks or the Brisbane Dolphins. So I thought it was a very smart move to drop the Redcliffe name itself. But when you're very new to a competition, whatever code it may be, you do need a geographical location that people can attach themselves to. And dropping Redcliffe was smart in a way that there are a lot of people that have grown up following the Brisbane Rugby League, for example, that are South Magpies fans and North Devils fans and Wigan, Manly, Ipswich, whatever it may be, that probably wouldn't support a team from Redcliffe. So to drop the Redcliffe moniker, I think, was smart. But to replace it with something, whether it is the Moreton Dolphins or South Queensland Dolphins or Brisbane Dolphins, which probably is... holistically is probably the easiest one. And then later on, when you've got more of an identity and you've got a position in the, like the Warriors, for example, we all know they're from New Zealand, but they've dropped it, just become Vodafone Warriors. When you've got a fair bit of skin in the game, that's when you can start playing around with what your name is going to be and what the fans really allocate themselves to you.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing out of this one, Sats, is that they've got two things perhaps here going on their side. One is time. So they've got time to start building, although they want to get their marketing right straight away. The other is this may have played out perfectly. Drop the name, cause the hoo-ha, let the public
exactly.
then have their say, and bang, she comes back in that way.
It's funny you should say that. I actually sent a text last night to a colleague, and I said, I think this is a marketing ploy. I think it's about getting everyone emotional and then starting some sort of marketing campaign around what the name's going to be through the community. So I think it's either way that it plays out. If that's the way that it does play out, I think the Dolphins actually potentially could come out a real winner in this because they have got everyone emotionally invested. I mean, we just heard the text message there from Wall's End, which is in Newcastle region. We've got people that aren't even aware of where possibly Redcliffe is engaged in this conversation. So I think it's positioning-wise exactly where you want to be as a club, and now they've got the ability to navigate this any way they want. Now, where the name was dropped, we're not quite sure. We don't know whether it was Redcliffe themselves that dropped it. We don't know whether the NRL have instructed them, or we don't know whether it's News Corp that have instructed them, because the Brisbane Broncos had the name Brisbane. Do they want another team having the name Brisbane? Not quite sure, but I'm sure we'll find out soon.
Ah, rugby league. It's the gift that keeps on giving when it comes to drama. Just a quick one, mate. The press conference yesterday with Wayne Bennett, so the formalities are now out there. I thought one of the interesting parts, aside from the name debate, was the succession plan for coaching, as they did with Jason Demetriou at South Sydney. So they've made it clear that whoever will be the assistant coach here is likely to take over from Benny. Have you got any thoughts as to who that could be? Who'd be in the wings?
Not quite sure, because I know when I sat with Wayne, his manager, going through the process with the Brisbane Jets, the most important facet was not Wayne that was going to be coach. We knew that was always going to happen with whatever was successful, was who was going to be that succession plan. And I've got no doubt Adrian Land may be thrown up, another Queenslander, has coached in the UK Super League. I think his manager will throw Adrian Lamb into the mix as well. And you know, whether it's got to be a Queenslander as well, that's another discussion at football department and board level that's got to be had as well. Does it have to be another Queenslander? And if so, who that is and who's got the experience to take over from Wayne? It can't be someone that's new to the game. I think it's got to be someone that's had some time in the game. And most importantly, and Matty, I've been through three startup clubs. One as an onlooker and as a son when I was 17 and 88 when Dad started up the Gold Coast Giants. Then I was a player at the Crushers, at the South Queensland Crushers in 95, 96, and then as part of the Gold Coast Titans bid as well. So what I found was really important is you have to have a coach that's had some time in the game and can understand the landscape of starting up a club. It's really different to going into a club that's established with their systems in place. You've got to have a coach that's been involved in the game at some length for a period of time.
Yeah, and I think now the Moreton Bay Council, for instance, is now starting to realise what it's like to be in the viper pit that can be the NRL and everything that brings with it. Good on you, mate. Have a good day.
Be careful what you wish for. Thanks,
that's
Matty.
Right. Good on you, Sat. Scott Sattler there, of course, host of Sports Day New South Wales with Gary Belcher. Time for the 9:30 news.